Do you regret recusing yourself from anything related to Russia, sir?
I believe I did the right thing, the only thing I could do. I participated in this campaign, and as such, under explicit regulations of the Department of Justice, no one can participate in the investigation of a campaign in which they were an active participant.
That's the Attorney General Jeff Sessions today. And I would say this. All he had to say was, yeah, I'm really glad I recused myself. Oh, my God. Did you read the indictment? Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that have been something?
Aaron Katursky is following all this for ABC News in New York. Thank you, Aaron, for being with us, as always.
It's a pleasure.
Let's talk about the indictments kind of falling on deaf ears as far as the president is concerned. He spent a couple of days not in. Now, this is interesting. I did not realize this. He's in Mar-a-Lago. We all knew that. But the White House chose that he was not going to golf on Saturday and Sunday of this week. And because they did not want him to, they thought it would not be optically correct in the aftermath of the shootings down in Florida. However, today is a day where many people are being buried as a result of this, and he's out golfing today. So I don't understand.
Well, I think you're right about the optics, and the White House made a point of saying that he was meeting with certain people to discuss some ideas. We know that one of them was, you know, Geraldo Rivera, to talk about, you know, an idea that Senator Dianne Feinstein had about, you know, a juvenile assault weapons ban, something like that. But we know that he clearly had things on his mind that weren't the Florida shooting, because he became series of tweets just obsessed with the Russia investigation, seeing the Florida school shooting in the context of the Russia investigation, where he said that the FBI was too busy obsessing over the Russia case to, you know, properly deal with a tip that came in about the Florida school shooter.
Can I stop on that point for a second? Because
please,
when I read that over the weekend, thanks Aaron. I've tried to limit how enraged I get when I just look at Twitter. So I'm trying to remain calm. I got this whole new thing. I got a Fitbit, and I look at my pulse and all that. I was enraged when I saw that, because that is, first of all, not even remotely accurate, because that's not how this system works. And he would know that. On his most basic day, when they explained to him, on his first days in office, when they explained to him how the FBI works and how the different, they have these FBI headquarters essentially all over the country, and how each one of these FBI areas operates, and they combine with the main FBI in Washington, D.C. Those field agents in Florida would have nothing to do whatsoever with the Russia investigation. And that is just on a primary, that's day one, he would know that. And to be as cynical and as self-protective of his own image in that, and use the tragedy of this as a cover for the fact that he's now been called out for this being a real deal, is, I was enraged. Now, I'm going to look at my, right now, 75. 75, Sylvia! My pulse is 75.
That's how upset you are.
It was 62 just a few minutes ago. All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I think, Roy, the outrage was shared by many in South Florida, including one student from the school who tweeted a similar sentiment. Like, 17 of my classmates are dead, and you're talking about the Russia investigation, you know, kind of have a heart. And that seemed to be the most viral of the responses. But, I'm, you know, look, the president is clearly in the Russia case looking for any opportunity he can to tout his message, which was, and still continues to be, no collusion, no obstruction. And when the indictment of these 13 Russians came out and the deputy attorney general said publicly the indictment does not allege any collusion, the president seized on that, even though clearly there are other parts of the investigation that continue. And the indictment did mention perhaps unwitting collusion by Trump associates who were duped along with every other, 126 million other Americans.
Right. That he could blame. If he wants to blame the FBI for something, he could, or he wants to blame the Obama administration. He seems to like to do that too. He could say, listen, they could have been more helpful to us than they were. The only problem with that is there may have been instances where they were reaching out. Right. I mean, do you remember when the FBI reached out directly to the Hillary Clinton campaign and the Clinton campaign was like, no, they didn't believe them. They literally didn't pick up the phone on them, essentially, and about the fact that their servers had been hacked, or the DNC, the same thing. So, yeah. One of these problems with these campaigns, period, is that once you're in the campaign, everybody's your enemy, right? Unless you're your friend. And apparently even in the Trump campaign, everybody was an enemy of everybody else that was in the campaign, mm-hmm. too. So it was like, it would be a little hard to tell. However, you got a couple things. Whether they were knowingly colluding, this is not conspiring, is actually the technical term here, the legal term,
right.
Is not relevant anymore. What's relevant is once they found out what was going on, did they do anything to stop it? And did he try to obstruct this investigation? Even if he believes he had nothing wrong here, did he try to obstruct it? And was at there any point in Donald Trump's, these are the two questions that are being asked. The obstruction one, which we've all laid out, and you've got a couple of different interesting, you got him rewriting the history of what that meeting was like in New York, and then just saying to the Russians, hey, don't worry, I had to fire him. I had to get rid of Comey because
it looks bad.
And now the pressure's off, right?
Right.
The heat is off. Well, I mean, just admit it. Just go. And he says it to the Russians. It's like, what are you doing? Anyway, hold on, I'm checking. Hold on, 74 now. Now it's up to 74. All right, go ahead.
All right. Do I need to worry?
My resting heart rate should be much lower than I'm sitting. I'm sitting, Aaron. Go ahead.
All right. The president's obsession clearly with the Russia case is trying to undermine it or trying to repeat his mantra, and so that no matter what comes out from the special counsel, he's somehow inoculated. And I think that's what happened with this, indictment. It's kind of the same strategy the Kremlin's been using. We heard from the Kremlin that the indictment lacked any evidence to suggest that the Russian government was involved, and which is fine. But I don't think anybody cares if Putin directed it, tacitly approved it, wasn't involved, doesn't matter. It's not like the people that are safeguarding the next election are suddenly going to say, oh, Kremlin says we're not involved, I guess we're good then. The people are reading in the indictment a lot of things that may or may not be actually in there. And for the special counsel, this was his way to lay out what he's been able to find about what the Russians actually did. And we know there are separate pieces of the investigation that focus on the actions or inactions or the potentially obstructionist actions of those connected to the Trump campaign. That part obviously continues.
All right. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York City. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Serenity now.
Serenity. Hold on. I'm doing it right now. Oh, look at that. No, you said
Slow
it.
Down.
I'm down to 68. Oh, Aaron, you see, you saved my life. Not the first time. Won't be the last. Thank you. Goodbye.
So long.